being joined by the brand new head coach of the Iowa Woo. That would be Victor Mann. Coach, thanks for taking some time. Welcome to the area. You mentioned your background, you know, playing college football at Kansas State, 17 years of playing and coaching experience. Could you just expand a little bit about on your background a little bit?
Yeah, so I played fullback and tight end and just a whole bunch of other stuff at Kansas State University. And then I left and went and had a short stint with the Kansas City Chiefs right out. And then I got into arena football probably 6 months after that almost. And once I started playing arena ball, I started off in Lubbock, Texas. Then I played in New York. I played in Georgia. I played in Dallas. I played in Oklahoma. And I finished up in Kansas City, where I jump-started my professional career as well. So after playing in Kansas City, I ended up becoming the general manager for the arena team there. And then I was coaching high school ball in my off season. So I was coaching high school, I coached college at the junior college level, at the NAIA level, at the D2 level. And then I got back into professional sports and started back coaching arena ball again and in Dallas. And it's just been something I've been doing for a while.
Rest is history, huh?
Yeah.
So who would you say are some of your biggest coaching mentors you've had throughout your career?
For sure, a guy named Rodney Blackshear in Texas. When I first started arena ball, he taught me the professionalism on the field, off the field, how to deal with ownership, and just having a mindset of transitioning into the next level. Another coach was Durwood Rockmore, guy out of Dallas, played in the NFL for the Kansas City Chiefs, played arena ball, been coaching. Obviously, I played for, one of the greatest college coaches, Bill Snyder, just learning his leadership and the way he viewed things. You know, when you're younger, you don't see them the same. But when you get older, you kind of understand those principles that he was setting in place, because you got a lot of young, immature guys running around just trying to do it their way. And he was more that stern military mindset type things, everybody on one accord. I had some great coaches along the way. And then my dad was one of my biggest coaches, mentor, motivators. So I done had some great people around me.
So when it comes to tryouts here this Saturday, what are going to be maybe some of the intangibles that you're going to be looking for in some of these guys? What are going to be some of those key things you're looking for?
I'm looking for guys that are not shy to go out there and just put out what you got. You know, sometimes at these tryouts, guys are shy away. They don't compete as hard. And, they think about somebody else's background. I'm not so much looking at, obviously I want the, guys that can move and do things the right way. But I also want to look at some competitors, some guys that I know like to compete. And if you like to compete, I can give you some of the other tools, So I'm looking for people to just come out, have fun, compete, and have a championship mindset from start to finish.
All right, just a couple questions left for you here. What do you foresee is are maybe going to be some of the biggest challenges here as you get started up? This organization here in its in its second season. What are going to be some of those biggest hurdles you think you're going to have to clear here initially?
I don't see nothing as a hurdle. I know I have to come and establish who I am as a coach and just the direction of the way we go as a team. I don't think it's nothing hard to do. Just for any guys that's returning, it could be a little different. I don't know what other coaches' coaching staff think. I'm a unique type coach. But I just think we're going to bring a championship presence to the community. And that whether that's on the field or off the field, I think we're going to do a lot of things outside the box to make it fun and enjoyable and something to keep on everybody's brain so they can remember us.
All right. What would be your message to, folks of the area, folks in the Cedar Valley, to come out and enjoy some Iowa Woo football?
Hey, man, if you want to see high-power football, a lot of scoring, a lot of big plays, a lot of fan engagement, and if you want to get some footballs, we're going to be throwing free footballs in the stands all season long, scoring touchdowns, just coming out, it's going to be like a party with a football game going on, and it's just a lot of things that you can do. It's family-friendly for everybody. And I have open opportunities that I'm going to be grabbing some fans out the stands to bring them down on the field with me from time to time and come in the locker room. It's going to be a lot of things outside the box that we're going to do to get everybody closer to the Woo.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time today, and best of luck here this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.